Well, now we're up here, and to me, what is one of the easiest access viewpoints you can come across, Grand Road up to it, a bit on the crooked side, God knows it must admit, but the scenery is beautiful. Now, away over to the left, that's Trebega Bay, or the Lion Strand. Down below you, it's it would have been an old abbey at a time, had to be, at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Lag, and away in the distance to your left, that's the Presbyterian Church at Malne. Across that bar mouth, that's that wee narrow one that you're looking at down there, is Doe Famine Village, and the sandhills immediately below you are supposed to be the highest in Europe, and they were also home to a pile of rabbits at a time. Thousands and thousands of rabbits. Now, just moving on around, you've got Carrickabrachy Castle. And then between the outermost point of Carrickabrachy Castle and that wee island out in the middle there, that's called Glashady, or Green Clove, because you can see it's green on the top of the grass. Sheep used to be grazed there. And I think there were stories about poaching being made there too in their time. Now, that wee area of water between the two is a great spot for what we can't touch now, of course, is wild Atlantic salmon, and for lobsters, because it's a very, very rocky bottom. Away in the distance there, you've got Pollen Beach, and up above it, you've got the village of Ballyluffin. Now, just coming round there, that first big hill you come to, that's really Binion. And then you've got Danaff Head at the mouth of Lough Swilly, and on the other side of Lough Swilly, you can see it. If it's a really clear day, of white finger cropping up about half an inch is the only way I can describe it, and that's Fannet Lighthouse and Fannet Head itself. And away in the distance, the farthest you'll see sloping down there, that's Horn Head. And again, on a good clear day, you can see either one of the humps of Tory Island, or a really clear high pressure summer's day, the two humps of Tory Island. And on the road here, as we go round, one of the things to keep your eye open for is the goats that have gone wild, and some of them have horns that I suppose if you were to measure them, although they're curled up, and I don't want to be close enough to measure one anyhow, maybe as long as 3 foot.